Ibrahim Abu Ghula grows vegetables on a farm less than half a mile from the Israeli border fence to the east of the Maghaz refugee camp in central Gaza Strip. Abu Ghula says that one of the organizations Israel has designated as terrorist provides essential support as he farms his three quarters of an acre plot.
This winter, they helped us with our farmland and provided us with plants and fertilizers.
Abu Ghula is not alone. The Non-Governmental Agricultural Committees Union provides aid to hundreds of Palestinian farmers. Its representative, Saad Ziada, says over the past 10 years, the committee has helped Palestinians who farm a total of 8,000 acres in both Gaza and the West Bank. The group also provides support to Gaza fishermen.
In general, our services to farmers and fishermen involve some projects for land reclamation. We provide plants and fertilizer as well as helping set up greenhouses. Our programs for fishermen include repairing boats and providing them with nets. We also help rural women create some income generating domestic micro projects.
All that is now at risk. Israel has designated the Agriculture Committees Union and five other Palestinian NGOs in Gaza and the West Bank as terrorist organizations. Israel claims they have links to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, but has failed to provide any documentation. The designation puts staff at risk of arrest and their bank accounts at risk of seizure. Another targeted organization is the Women Committees Union in Gaza City. 25-year-old Randa Harara, who is a university graduate of psychological and social studies, says the women's union helped her following a mental breakdown after she was shot and wounded by an Israeli sniper in 2018. Harara was shot during one of the series of so-called right to return protests in Gaza along the Israeli border barrier.
They helped me with my mental health issues. Today, I am in charge of the girls' committee with the union. Since then, I have been able to help empower young girls in Gaza to deal with some of the social traditions that restrict women's activities to their homes. We were shocked to hear the union labeled as terrorist. That is impossible. The union helps empower Palestinian women.
The Women Union's director in Gaza, Tahrir Juma, denounced the Israeli designation as totally false.
Political parties have nothing to do with our programs. We provide services to our clients, including women and children. We tackle the complications caused by the Israeli occupation. We give both psychological and social support to women and children. If those services, in the eyes of Israel, are criminal, then the whole Palestinian people are terrorists as well. Is that logical?
The Ad-Damir Association for Human Rights in Gaza says that Israel's designation is inherently contradictory. Ala Skafi directs the human rights group, which has its main branch in the West Bank.
The Israeli military prosecutors and the Israeli government's legal advisors are frequently in contact with us concerning investigations into crimes or Israeli army attacks on Palestinians in Gaza or the West Bank. How can they allege that we and the other groups are terrorists while they still work with us? I do not understand.
Along with advocating for Palestinian political prisoners inside Israeli jails, the Ad-Damir group is also concerned with other legal issues in the occupied Palestinian territories, including elections and sexual abuse. The umbrella organization for the sex-designated groups and others says the NGOs are registered with the Palestinian Authority and they act in accordance with local and international laws for funding civil society programs. Amjad Chawa heads the Palestinian Network for NGOs in Gaza.
These NGOs have widespread ties with international institutions, including the European Union. The European Union itself has already made sure those NGOs have channeled funding into programs agreed to by donors.
Independent United Nations experts have called the Israeli designation a frontal attack on the Palestinian human rights movement. They said in a statement that Israeli move puts the funding and the staff of the NGOs at risk. Meanwhile, an investigation by Frontline Defenders, a Dublin-based human rights group, found that the mobile phones of people working with the six NGOs were hacked beginning in July of 2020, presumably by Israeli authorities. The spyware appeared to be Bigasos, which was developed by the private Israeli company NCO. Salah Abdulati is a chief for the Gaza-based International Commission for Defending the Palestinian People's Rights.
This is part of a systemic Israeli plan that aims to criminalize all sectors of the Palestinian people, including resistance factions, NGOs, and ordinary residents. The occupation aims to disconnect the Palestinian people from the international community. Meanwhile, the occupation itself is the most flagrant form of terrorism that has been practiced on the Palestinian people since 1948.
24 Israeli human rights groups have denounced the government's move against the NGOs as a draconian measure that criminalizes human rights work. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have also weighed in to support the NGOs. Attorneys for the six groups are fighting the terrorist designation. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.